Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Lindsey Buckingham bringing us back. That's one man, one guitar. He's good. 17 Tail, welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. By the way, he's part of the Fleetwood Mac group, in case you didn't know that. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. We've got our good friend Gerald Celente back on the show. Gerald's celebrating 20 years of his outstanding quarterly publication, The Trends Journal. His book, Trends 2000, is still a book you should be reading, even though it's over 10 years old. I first got my copy in 1998 when I first introduced you to Gerald. He's been doing what he does as a trend tracker for 30 years. We're celebrating all those milestones. Gerald, one of the things that that's going on right now in the world that's really got everyone's attention, and I think justifiably, is the uprising in Tunisia, the issue that it cascaded over it rolled over to Egypt. Now it's cascading across the Middle East. It's in Bahrain. I've been to Bahrain before. They got problems there now. Yemen's got problems. Iran's got issues. The King of Jordan has made changes to his government. I'm sure the Saudis are battening down the hatches. Tell us what's going on now. You predicted all this.
Yes, we did. In our Spring Trends Journal, it was about the Great War that we see emerging, the first Great War of the 21st century.
Let me stop you for a second, Gerald. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Gerald predicted this, really. If you're a follower of Gerald's work, Gerald, you predicted this in the 90s.
Yes, we did. And it's a very simple. You know, one of my phrases is that when the money stops flowing to Main Street, the blood starts flowing on the streets. And that's what you're seeing here. This is a money issue. This has nothing to do with democracy, theocracy,
right,
or autocracy. They could care less. If people are making money, hey, everything's all right.
That's the reason why Saudi Arabia doesn't have any more problems right now. They're paying the people off over there,
as they are in Kuwait as well.
Yeah.
And so here's the equation, Jim. The crash of 1929 equals the panic of 08. The Great Depression, it equals the Great Recession. The only thing this thing is being held up is because of the Ponzi scheme, and that's printing all this digital money, both in Europe, the EMU and the Fed.
Right.
That's not worth the paper it's not printed on. That's, by the way, people should understand. That's why we're seeing so much inflation in food prices worldwide,
right,
and other commodities, because commodities are dollar based, and the dollar is losing its value. Number three. Now you're hearing about currency wars. You add it up.
Yeah.
Currency wars, crashes, and you put it all together, devaluations and depressions, you're looking at World War II, you're looking at World War III.
Yeah.
And, you know, they teach you as a kid, World War I began when they assassinated the Archduke Ferdinand in Sarajevo. No, it didn't. There were these brush fires that kept popping up as the monarchies, the kings and queens of commerce today, started losing their money and their power, and the people were going broke. And that's what you're seeing now. The next stop is Europe. And again, we're not Monday morning quarterbacks on this. You go to our Autumn Trends Journal.
Mm-hmm.
The headline was, Off With Their Heads 2.0.
We told you about that right on the show. That's right.
We came out with our Winter Trends Journal 3 days before the Tunisian uprisings. It was Students of the World 2.0 and Journalism 2.0. We said that there would be student-inspired uprisings around the world. You didn't have to figure this out to be a genius.
Of course, this had already happened in Iran. That was one of the things that happened in Iran a few years ago.
It happened in France.
Yep.
And it happened in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened in Greece.
Right.
The kids are out of work. They're holding university degrees in worthlessness.
Yep.
They call it austerity measures. Here's an austerity measure for you, Jim. We're going to cut the minimum wage 12%. We're going to increase the cost of every service. We're going to cut pensions and benefits. I got another one for you. We're going to increase the retirement age to after you die. And we're going to increase taxes across the board. You don't have an opportunity to get a job. Oh, and we're doing this because we have to bail out the banks. They don't want to get a haircut. I love that white shoe language. Yeah. Haircut. And what haircut? They're not going to. They want to take their losses in making bad bets. So you have to work harder, or not work at all. Just everything you buy will tax you, so they don't have to take.
Gerald,
their
what
haircut.
Do you think? What do you think is going to happen now as this cascading happens across the Middle East? I heard somebody call this a black swan event. I said, no, it's not a black swan event, because black swan events can't be predicted. This was predicted by too many people. But what could happen from this, the overall global result of all this, could be a black swan event. What could that be?
No, it's the first global war of the 21st century, the first great war. This is going to spread over into Europe. It already is.
What battlefield will the war be fought on? And what
the war's going to be, the battlefield won't be like World War II. This will be a cyber war battlefield, like I heard that great guest you had on before me.
Right.
It'll be a war of world wars of weapons of mass destruction, biological warfare.
So you think it could get that ugly?
It is. It is. You know why people hated WikiLeaks so much, the government?
Yeah.
Not that our people were being compromised. That what was being compromised is what a bunch of criminals, buffoons, low-life suck-ups and lightweights and thieves so many of these world leaders are.
Yeah.
There's nobody in control.
Hold on to that thought, Gerald. I got to take a quick break, folks. I warned you. Fair warning. I hope you didn't unbuckle your seatbelts. We come back, I'm going to ask Gerald what he thinks about the economy for 2011. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.